This episode of the Taking Notes podcast is sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes. Integra for Notes improves your capabilities for data analysis, printing, graphing, mail merge, and even data importation into Notes by integration of Lotus Notes with Microsoft Word, Excel, XML, and PDF files. See Integra for Notes at Lotusphere 2007 at booth 610 for a demonstration of this outstanding product. Learn more about Integra for Notes by visiting their website at www.integrafornotes.com. That's www.integra4notes.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And also we have Jason Hook from the UK on the phone here. Jason, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Bruce. Hi Julian.
Hello Jason. Gosh, so and since no one will know this if I don't tell you, we're kind of going across so many time zones right now. I think it's about a little after lunchtime for Bruce, it's dinner time for me, and it's midnight for Jason right now. So we've just got if we just have someone eating breakfast, I think we'd be we'd have the full circle.
But that's okay. Anything it takes to bring the podcast to our listeners, right guys?
Absolutely.
So Jason is a Notes developer, Domino developer, BlackBerry developer, and independent consultant located in the UK. And he's here today to talk to us about developing BlackBerry applications that that work with Notes and Domino. So Jason, what are we going to talk about today?
Thanks, Bruce. Today we're talking about integrating BlackBerry devices and Notes and Domino and the ways that you can surface or mobilize your applications for BlackBerry devices. And essentially talking about three different ways to do that: using the browser that comes with the BlackBerry device, MDS Studio, and a full-fat J2ME development environment.
And J2ME stands for?
Java 2 Mobile...
Edition, Bruce. I think, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's Java 2 Micro Edition.
Micro Edition.
That was a trick question.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so the answer is B.
Or C.
We'll have to look at the question again. Yeah. And maybe a good way to just kick the podcast off is, Jason, how'd you get started doing this?
I'm a traditional Notes developer by heart, and somewhere along the line I picked up Java skills. I did a Java certification from Sun, and I'm working for a Notes Domino consultancy in the UK. We had a customer that wanted to develop an application to help clients of theirs record time information for billing purposes on a BlackBerry device, and it was an opportunity for me to take the Java skills and the Domino skills I had and learn a new skill, a new environment, the BlackBerry environment, and bring that application to that customer. So it was not a plan on my part, but it was just an opportunity that I took advantage of or was given. And as it turns out, it's been very successful. I've enjoyed it very much.
All right. Well, so what are some of the cool things that you can do with BlackBerry and Domino then?
Well, I think there are three ways of working with Notes and Domino and BlackBerry. So I think initially in the introduction I mentioned the BlackBerry browser, and the fastest and easiest way of mobilizing your Domino applications is to target them specifically. Or optimize them, I should say, for the BlackBerry browser. And what that means, really, is to take advantage of an app function at get HTTP header with the user agent parameter, mm-hmm. and it allows you to detect a request that's made by a BlackBerry device. And that allows you to use form formulas in views to render or to give the BlackBerry device a specific form mm-hmm. that you can target for the device. And optimizations that you might consider are limiting the tables that you use in the form, eliminating big images, trying to avoid wide tables, because what you don't want to do in a small device is have them scroll from left to right to pick up information.
Mm-hmm. It's bad enough that you have to scroll up and down, right?
Oh, yeah, and with the track wheel, but the Pearl's lovely mm-hmm. for scrolling. So also you're going to want to disable applets and also not rely on JavaScript, because although the devices support JavaScript, some browsers don't, and also the user can turn it off, or the corporate can decide that JavaScript shouldn't be allowed for whatever security concerns they have.
Right, they can control that through the BlackBerry Enterprise server, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they can push down those policies to the device so that if you design a form that relies on JavaScript, it's going to break in the device, and that would be a bad thing.
So essentially, like you said, you can take an existing Notes Domino application, create specific forms, right, for the BlackBerry device that are just lean and mean, and that'll you know, function well on a small display, right?
Yes.
And then look at, you know, use some, like you said, use at get HTTP header to realize, you know, that you are talking to a BlackBerry device, and then use a formula, did you
yes.
say?
To absolutely. That's
okay.
Right.
Excellent.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's nice about this approach also is that it's the fastest and the least needy of testing mm-hmm. and debugging of the three approaches. Mm-hmm. But what's also nice is that you can download simulators from BlackBerry.com, BlackBerry.com/developers, that allow you to run a virtual BlackBerry device on your computer. And combine that with a mobile data system simulator, which you can also get from BlackBerry, you can test the whole application from your desktop. You don't need to own a BlackBerry device in order to begin work.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that sounds something right along my speed, you know, that I can do. A funny story, guys, is way back when, way before BlackBerries were invented, going off on a tangent here, but when the Palm 7, remember the Palm Pilot 7?
Yes.
I actually did some of this type of development for a company way back when, using something that's very similar to the BlackBerry browser for the Palm Pilot 7. So I think it was back in like 2000, 2001. Mm. So you can see how aged, you know, applications applications that use things like the BlackBerry browser, you know, can be. So,
yeah, a story there, really. I bought the original Palm Pilot, which I still have, and I really wanted to design an application to record my diving, my dives, scuba diving logs, and I couldn't afford Code Warrior. So I think I'd kind of, in the back of my mind, I had this burning ambition that I would one day write an application for a sort of portable device. They're like toys, really, aren't they? For those of us that like fancy things that do interesting
jobs. So again, the BlackBerry browser, you know, it's pretty simple to get going to surface your Domino applications using that. What would be like the next level of development tool that someone can use to start writing BlackBerry applications?
MDS Studio is the next tool from BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. I first saw it at Lotusphere last year, and it provides you with a drag and drop development environment for the BlackBerry. And it's the communication that happens between your application and Domino is web services based, so that you can write a web service in LotusScript, for example, and you know, generate the WSDL all in Domino, and point the MDS Studio at your at the URL for your web service, and MDS Studio will build an application for you around the web service. Actually, there are three ways that MDS Studio works, but for the purposes of us talking, that's possibly the easiest.
Mm-hmm. Is MDS Studio free?
It's absolutely free. And that's the nice thing, actually. And I don't work for BlackBerry. But what they've done really well, is that they've provided the development tools for free and a great deal of documentation and sample code. And I think that's really good.
So to get to use MDS Studio to work with, say, Domino 7, we're talking creating web services on the Domino 7 server?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, what I'd recommend, actually, is if you're looking at MDS Studio, which is it's sort of in the middle of the skill levels, that you take a look at Bill Buchan's site and try and find his presentation materials for MDS Studio, which are extremely good. I'd certainly recommend doing that.
Okay, what are some of the things that MDS Studio... I mean, how much coding do you have to do in MS Studio?
Very little. There's some limited... This is, I think, a positive and a negative. There's very little support for actually going under the hood of your application. There are some scripting tools to help you navigate and create the workflow for your application. But very, very little coding. I don't suppose you'd even call it coding, really. It's some JavaScript scripting that goes around the application.
Okay, so
Does that make sense?
What's neat about that is that really you don't have to be some Java guy to be able to be coding these things in MDS Studio, right?
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, on the other side, the Domino side, you're writing web services, which of course you can do with LotusScript.
Uh-huh.
But there are some issues around scalability and performance, possibly, that may lead you in time, if you develop or diagnose scalability and performance problems, to rewrite the web services in Java.
And for those people out there who don't know, Julian actually had a three-part series on DeveloperWorks Lotus covering web services. So we'll put a link to that in the show notes. Great stuff. Great stuff, Julian. Did we ever talk about that before?
Me and you on the air?
Yeah.
I don't know if we did or not. I'm not sure.
We'll link to
it. We'll have to research and see. So we've covered two. You said there were three things. So we covered doing things on the pure Domino side. So you can do things with views and forms and things like that. We have the MDS Studio where you're actually creating web services in whatever language you feel like creating them in Domino and accessing them through essentially a drag and drop environment with BlackBerry. Now what's this third option that you wanted to talk about?
Okay, so the third option, which is the most flexible, but with flexibility comes a little complexity, is J2ME, Java 2 Micro Edition Development Environment. It's another free tool from blackberry.com/developers. It's a Java-based development environment that's specifically aimed at the BlackBerry developer. I should say that it's not the only development environment that you can use for sort of full-fat J2ME development for the BlackBerry. There's also Eclipse, which would not be my tool of choice, although I do use Eclipse for other things. The nice thing about BlackBerry's development environment is that it just out of the box works. It seamlessly works with the device simulators, and you can debug in the simulator. What's really, really nice is that you can also debug applications live running on a real device, which sometimes really helps. It shouldn't be necessary, but sometimes it just helps to
do that. Is that within the simulator, Jason?
You can debug an application that you're developing in a simulator, but you can also, with a USB cable, plug it into your real BlackBerry device and debug that application in the development environment as it's literally running on your real device.
Ah, okay.
And the nice thing about the whole thing, the JDE that BlackBerry supply, is that it just works. And perhaps if you're new to BlackBerry development, that's what you need. You just don't need the added complexity of having to configure Eclipse with jar files and the builder that actually writes the files for BlackBerry.
And before we go on and talk more about J2ME, What would you suggest to, you know, newbies out there to try, you know, as a simple hello world type of BlackBerry application talking to Domino?
Oh, talking to Domino. Okay, well, I'd definitely do this. I would definitely go to blackberry.com/developers and download the development environment, the JDE.
The MDS.
So, oh, you want to talk about MDS?
Yeah, I'm just going, well,
okay.
Sorry for the confusion, but I guess...
No, it's okay. I mean, the MDS Studio, actually, I tell you what I would do, what I'd be tempted to do is say to you, go to blackberry.com/go/domino. And at that site, there are a collection of resources for Domino people at various levels, so administration level and developer level. And since we're talking at the moment specifically about developers, for MDS Studio, for the browser, and for the J2ME, JDE, there are collections of documentation and example code. Particularly from Lotusphere last year, there are a number of sessions that are reproduced on the site so that you can take example applications that are supplied by BlackBerry that include NSF files and the BlackBerry project files, and you can look at the sample code. And if you're a Java programmer, for example, you can look at the source code and see where it's integrating with Domino. But the examples are also quite well documented. Mm-hmm. So that's a good place to start, I think.
Okay. One thing that just came to mind is how is the BlackBerry device communicating, say, with a Domino server that's, like, say, in your domain, the same domain as, say, your BlackBerry Enterprise server?
Well, most of the communication that takes place between the device and the Domino server is going to take place over HTTP. If you're in the corporate world, it's going through your BES server, and your BES server is behind the firewall, and presumably your Domino server is behind the firewall. As a developer, you're not really having to deal with the nuts and bolts of that. You're kind of abstracted from that level, because you will create the HTTP connections that you need to talk to the server, which, by the way, are encrypted for BES both ways, either with triple DES or AES encryption. So the security is there. As a developer, you're abstracted from any complexity there. But you're talking to your Domino server over HTTP, and I would suggest talking or using XML to exchange data in both directions. Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense. So again, yeah. I've never really done any of this before with the BlackBerry, but I'm taking notes as you're talking. So
yeah, and really, you know, I think that's part of the difficulty, I think, with envisioning what you need to do with the BlackBerry is the fact that it is kind of a new set of technologies. I mean, I think people understand, oh, well, I have this BlackBerry and it gets email and you can access the web. But what, you know, what are some of the things you have to consider when you're developing for the BlackBerry in terms of, you know, I guess this whole concept of push data or whatever. Sorry, that's my phone. I'm going to put myself on mute while you answer.
Okay. So push technology, although it applies to standalone devices a little, is much more relevant to BlackBerry's working in a corporate environment. You can, as a BlackBerry developer, create requests that you make of the BES server, BlackBerry Enterprise server, that get pushed down to the BlackBerry device. So you can write an application. There's an example on the BlackBerry site of a discussion database. And at intervals, you know the mailing agent in the discussion database that mails out a newsletter?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
in
sure.
The example database, they take that agent and they modify it slightly so that it creates messages that it passes to the BES server with post data that gets pushed down. So effectively it pushes that newsletter that you would have sent in the email directly to the device. And you can write BlackBerry applications that listen for these push events that come from the BlackBerry server. So pushing data down to the BlackBerry device is at least one way that the BlackBerry device can receive information from Domino. But there are others.
You want to dive into a couple of those, Jason?
Absolutely, yeah, totally. From a BlackBerry point of view, accessing the Domino server, you can retrieve data using HTTP requests so that you can, with the notes URLs, you can call a notes agent or, for example, a page with an embedded view that you've customized so it renders XML data, for example.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the read view entries URL command. But unless you're writing something fairly specific that needs the nuts and bolts of a view or a document from DXL, I can't imagine that you'd need to use it because it's so verbose. And you really wouldn't want to process that information on such a small device. Mm-hmm. But it's an option. Looking from the BlackBerry device now giving data back to Domino, you can send data over HTTP by calling agents and using the query string. So sending arguments over HTTP. You can also create post data as well and supply that over HTTP.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can send email messages, which is something I do, with perhaps the body of the message having XML data in. And that can be processed by mail-in database agents, for example, mail-in agents in databases, and that data can be processed into documents.
Mm-hmm.
Or actions, you know, based on the data that Domino receives.
So, Jason, is it really? If you had to say, you know, watch out, Domino developers, when you're developing stuff for the BlackBerry, because what would they be? But before you answer that, you know, it really seems, for the most part, that developing stuff for the BlackBerry, you know, handheld isn't really, you know, won't be that much of a stretch for the day-to-day Notes Domino developer. Is that true, or am I making it easier than it sounds?
I really think you've hit it on the head, in the sense that it really isn't a stretch. There's a tier or a way of mobilizing your Domino application that's suited to your skill level. Although, you know, to some extent you're going to be looking at the use case for your application and choosing the right method or mode to surface that information, to mobilize your application.
Mm.
But it's not really a big stretch. Even the Java stuff, if you have a smattering of Java knowledge, it's not so hard to take the sample applications that BlackBerry supply and, with a little effort, massage those into a useful application that gets information from Domino or supplies data to Domino.
So what about those gotchas, you know, for the new developer, you know, couple things that they got to look out for?
I think I'd absolutely recommend reading the BlackBerry Java Development Fundamentals Guide, which is available from the site. And that gives you information about how to think about the BlackBerry device and customize your application for it, because the screen size is very small. Often it's kind of really important to think about how to make it easy to use, so that you design your form so they just contain the essential information and they're easy to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
To think about the screen size.
Mm-hmm.
To test your application, absolutely. And you with the device simulators from BlackBerry, you can choose the model of phone. so that you don't have to own all of the handsets in order to test it. You can choose a simulator.
That's kind of cool.
And test it on different simulators. Mm-hmm. Do some usability testing, definitely. We could talk briefly, if you like, about the full-fat J2ME development.
Yeah, actually,
and things you could do.
Yeah, I want to spend some time on that because Bruce got us all off track about 10 minutes ago. But there's one thing I do have to say is that this episode of the Taking Notes podcast has been sponsored by Integra 4 Notes at Integra 4 Notes. So it's www.integra4notes.com. And they are the leader in Microsoft Office integration and reporting. So again, check them out at www.integra4notes.com.
And we're back.
And we're back. So
So J2ME, you said there's kind of this fat option. what does that consist of?
That's really nuts and bolts writing of a BlackBerry application. So it's fully Java development in its own IDE. So you choose Eclipse or the BlackBerry IDE, mm-hmm. and it's kind of complete control over your application. So you decide which you're creating the forms, the fields on the forms, how it talks to other applications. It gives you the options to interact with other applications that are running on the BlackBerry device or launch them, even to display web content inside your application. It's just the most flexible way of getting your ideas, your application realized on a BlackBerry device.
It probably has the most flexibility as well, too, right?
Totally. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of biased because that's my thing. I enjoy the flexibility and the control piece. Mm-hmm. I'd like, you know, it's important to say that you can definitely develop useful applications using MDS Studio and the BlackBerry browser.
Yeah, you just read my mind because that was going to be my question. At what point are developers going to hit certain roadblocks that they would have to, you know, start working with J2ME?
Well, certainly for MDS Studio, if you want to do more complex workflow or you don't want to be reliant necessarily on web services, then you're looking to develop using the Java development environment.
Mm-hmm.
With the browser, if you are looking perhaps not to necessarily use that web interface, but instead you want to use a more more standard UI, BlackBerry UI,
mm-hmm.
or if you want to for example, if you want to use offline storage, for example, MDS Studio, I believe, doesn't allow you to use local storage. Nor the BlackBerry browser, although some information obviously is in the browser cache.
Right.
The idea is that you want to use the wireless network as little as possible, so that if you can do some local storage, you can have some offline capability,
mm-hmm.
and you also not necessarily reliant on having the GPRS network available to you.
So like the Gmail, right? The Gmail BlackBerry application, that's storing data locally on the device, right?
Yes.
Okay.
In the messages.
And that's stored. Something, like you said, you'd have to use J2ME to write, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of resources are available if I decide that, well, tomorrow I want to go and start playing with BlackBerry and do some applications? Where do you go to get started? Are there anything you can download? Are there forums? What's out there?
I'd go probably to three or four places. I'd definitely go to blackberry.com/developers. I'd go to blackberry.com/go/domino. And you'll find there, obviously in that domino URL, webcasts and white papers and documentation that's specifically geared to you as a domino person. I'd also go, actually I don't have the URL to hand, but there is a BlackBerry Resource Center, which is fantastic. It has all the webcasts and white papers and podcasts and so on that you'd need. So three URLs that are specifically BlackBerry. Mm. But there's also blackberryforums.com, which is a meeting place for all sorts of BlackBerry users and developers. And it's an invaluable resource. Mm. There's also as I'm talking, I'm thinking of more things. But there's the forums inside blackberry.com, which are incredibly useful. And finally, Google. Google's a huge favorite of mine.
What's Google?
That search engine thing.
Oh, yeah, that's like Google.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't there something that that's kind of surfacing in the background here, something on the lines of OpenNTF for BlackBerries?
There is. It's hopefully by the time that you hear this podcast, the URL www.opencod.org will be open for business. And in the same way that you guys produce OpenNTF for Domino developers, I'm hoping that OpenCOD will be the place to be for open source BlackBerry development. And the kind of not just a place for people that develop applications that are standalone for BlackBerries, but also integrating with Domino or IIS or .NET and similar. It's just sort of, hopefully it's a place for BlackBerry and whatever back-end systems that you happen to rely upon for your data to come together and produce interesting applications.
And from what I understand, you're going to use a lot of the templates that were developed to help run the OpenNTF site on opencod.org, right?
Absolutely. So I have to thank you so much because...
Don't thank me. Thank the people who wrote all that great stuff. So.
Yeah. Anil and everyone.
Anil, yeah. Anil and Vince. And
Anil, sorry. Yeah.
You can call him anything you like.
He seems like ever such a nice fellow, but absolutely. So you've been ever so kind and given me a great deal of support, and certainly all of this, the templates. Mm-hmm. So everything's there, really. Discussion forums.
What about crack? Crackberries.
Okay, my pet project. Yeah.
Tell us a little. It's pronounced. Is it an Irish term or?
Yeah, it's a Gaelic word
word.
Good banter with good company.
And can you tell us a little bit about that crackberry?
Yeah, I will. It's a party planner, if you like. That specifically, at least for now, is geared towards Lotusphere.
But so she fits in my BlackBerry, this little party planner?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Can I use MDS Studio? Can I drag and drop and describe how I want her to look? And
no, unfortunately
I'm
not.
I'm sorry.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I'm a little food deprived right now, and Julian, I think's in the middle of our tornado watch. So
it's okay. I'm still here.
Good.
So, CrackBerry.
Yeah, so party planner for your BlackBerry. The idea is that users, the attendees at Lotusphere, can go to opencod.com and enter party events that you want to hold, if you like, so that if you're having a get-together or, for example, you're particularly interested in meeting people that have interests like yours, you can either go to the website or download the application over the air to your BlackBerry device and receive events and venue information on your BlackBerry and also subscribe to daily mailings that will tell you how to get in touch with people that have similar interests to you.
So it's kind of like the Zune wants to be, right? Welcome to the social, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was – the thing is I've been attending Lotusphere on and off for some years, and there's never really anywhere that you could go to necessarily to get social information, although there are places, but I'm thinking – in one place to get information about the parties that are going on. Mm-hmm. If you're just an attendee, as I have been, just on my own, sometimes it can be a little isolating. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I had this idea on a long walk that I could write an example of integrating BlackBerry with Domino in a fun way and also provide some benefit to me and the other attendees at the event. And so QuackBerry was born out of that.
Is that application, is a code for that available for people to look at?
I'm going to put it on opencod.org.
Okay. And you mentioned opencod.com before. Are those two separate sites, Jason?
They're the. I'm sorry. Yeah, absolutely. They're the same site.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we talked a lot about BlackBerry development, you know, using the standard BlackBerry browser, using MDS Studio, using J2ME. We talked about some of the things to watch out for, how to get started, you know, with those URLs you gave us. Any final words, you know, you have to people who are interested or have an interest or a desire to write BlackBerry applications? And just so you know, Julian, are you a BlackBerry user?
I am not. I've been really toying with the idea of getting a Perl, because you can get a really good deal on a Perl with new service right now, but I'm just not sure that I'm going to crack the whip.
Mm-hmm. And I am a BlackBerry user, and I am a CrackBerry addict.
Thank you.
So I've been trying to back off a little bit, but it's an amazing thing how some device where you can just have access to your email, to your calendar, to your contacts, custom applications can totally change your relationship with your wife.
Yeah, I know. My wife hides mine.
So, again, you know, Jason, we'd like to thank you for taking some time out of your sleep time tonight to talk about the BlackBerry. You'll be at Lotusphere, Jason?
Absolutely. I definitely will.
Okay. Do you have a picture of yourself that we can put out?
I do. It's not. I'm unfortunately, for me at least, and certainly for your listeners, that I'm not very photogenic, but I do have a photograph. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Well, and we've got a link to your site, jasonhookonline.com, on the show notes for the podcast here. So if anyone listening wants to go and see what Jason is doing and maybe get some links to CrackBerry and OpenCOD, then just follow the jasonhookonline.com links, and I think you'll find your way there.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the folks at IntegraForNotes.com, who are the experts in Microsoft Office integration and reporting. So go visit them today. If you will be at Lotusphere, they will be there too. So be sure and stop by their booth. They, again, have a great product, and that's about it. So, again, thanks, Integra.
And thank you, Jason.
Thank you very much.
All right, you guys, take care, and we'll see you at Lotusphere.
This episode of the Taking Notes podcast was sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes.